neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
You see, Yitro came to Moshe and brought back his wife, Sipora, and his two children. So now here, we see Tzitzit is informing us they sat down and had a meal. So now the question is, why we need to know about this matter, that Yitro sat down and had meal with Aharon and the elders. Moshe was not around, because Moshe is not mentioned.
Moshe was serving them.
So what do we learn here?
Serving?
Yeah, because it's not mentioned that Moshe was present at the table.
So what did Yitro have?
With Aharon?
Doesn't say Aharon.
Yes, it says.
It says Aharon?
Do you have kosher chumash or this? Yeah, it says with Aharon, and they had bread. That means they had feast, they had meal. Yeah. So if it's not mentioning Moshe, so that means Moshe was
serving.
So what we learn here? Hazabar. So that means you should very much respect your father-in-law.
And your older brother.
Well, yes, exactly. So Moshe Ben Aharon Shalom was giving respect to his
father-in-law,
Yitro. So now here, it says that they sat down and they had bread in front of Hashem. In front of Hashem. So where's the first lesson that we learn from here? And that is that Yitro was a newcomer. So what does it mean, newcomer? So he just came to see what Judaism is all about. So this is the first scenario that we see that the Tatan is informing us that they had a meal. What does it mean they had a meal? What is it supposed to mean? Why do we have to know about this matter?
We are not allowed to have meal with non-Jews.
No, he is a Jew now.
That's why.
Yeah, that's a very, very... No, this is a very sensitive point, because we had a special alarm system around the camp. What was it called? What was the alarm system? Ananei HaKavod. Ananei HaKavod Company. Yeah. So the Ananei HaKavod would not let any...
Anybody come in?
Any non-Jew or people that are not pure to come in. So Yitro came in. So that means he was
pure.
He was kosher. So that's why he was able to come in. So now here we see that Hashanah is informing us that they wanted to teach Yitro that Judaism does not believe in fast food. You know what fast food means?
Fortunately.
Yeah, people drive through the parking lot and then they order and then. And then they pick up their food. Of course, kosher food. Judaism. That's why we have Shabbatot. We have a special mitzvah that we have to have three meals. And every meal can save you from different type of unfortunate matters. At night, that is the zechut of who? At night? Shabbat night? Which zechut is it? Yitzhak Avinu. Hazayim Baruch. Morning is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. In the afternoon,
Yaakov
Avinu. So night is Yitzchak. Morning, Avraham Avinu. So then Shevishi, Yaakov Avinu. And then after Shabbat, David HaMelech Shalom. So all these four Seudot actually can save you from many, 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 many unfortunate things. Brings you health, Parnassah. You know what Parnassah is? Easy income, tax exempt. Right? Short hours. So now here, they invite Yitro to have meal. And he says, in front of Hashem, he says, Lifnei Elohim. What does it mean, Lifnei Elohim? So here, explain, because Aharon and Moshe, they were present there. Moshe was serving them. Aharon was at the table. All the elders were sitting at the table. So here the Gemara teaches us, whoever that eats food in front of a holy person, it will consider for him as he is eating in front of Hashem Yitbarach. So that means, as any time that you join and you participate in a Seudah that is called Seudat Mitzvah, like weddings, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yirbu, Bar Mitzvah, Rit, Pidyon Aben, then these all these seudot mitzvot is considered as you're eating in front of Hashem.
Even seuda shlishit,
yes. And that's why in Hebrew term, the table is called? Now what is the table called?
Shulchan.
Shulchan. Right, so we have a pasuk in the Navi, it says there, Hashulchan Hashem lifnei Hashem. What does it mean? The table in front of Hashem. So the Navi is informing us that the table at your house today was considered as an altar. What does it mean? What does it mean? Ah, so we learned last week, end of Parashat Yitro, that it says that to make a Mizbeach is a very, very technical thing. And on the Mizbeach, they will bring a sacrifice. Why they will bring a sacrifice? Why?
To eliminate the sins.
To ask?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. So now, when somebody will bring Korban on the Mizbeach, Hashem will forgive him. So now the Navi says, no, today we don't have with our Netanu Arabim, with our great saints, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash. Very soon we'll have it back, with that Hashem. But today, all the tables in the house will consider as? As?
Mizbeah.
So the same way that in Beit HaMikdash one will bring a sacrifice and his saints will be forgiven, today, if you treat your table just as Mizbeach, all your avonot will be
forgiven.
So that means your table in the house is like a Mizbeach. That's why he suggested to have salt the same way that they put salt in Mizbeach. So he suggested when you say Bikan Amazon, you should not have any knife. Because we learned last week, you cannot make a Mizbeach with metal objects. So the same way, on your table, when you say Birkat Hamazon, you should take the knife away. And not only that, Shulchan, the letters, is exactly the letters of Le Nachash. Shulchan, the same letters of Le Nachash. What does Nachash mean?
Snake.
Snake. What does it mean?
Why?
So that means your Shulchan either could be Mizbeach, an altar, or could be. It could be the nourishment for the snake. If you sit around your table and Chas v'Shalom speak slander, Lashon Hara, you say, you know, Divrei Havalim, nonsense things. Talk about this, talk about that, the news, this, that. Don't say Divrei Torah. So then your Shulchan becomes?
Kadosh.
If you don't say Kadosh, then it becomes Le? Le? Lenachash. And that's why you have to be very cautious, as we see what a beautiful source we have. Yitro came and they invited him and they arranged a meal. And he says he sat in front of Hashem. Why? Because the meal that they arranged was so holy. The Talmidei Chachamim there, Aaron HaKohen was there, all the elders, all the wise people there. And Moshe Avraham Shalom was serving them. So they were credited for such a seudah that they have.
What was the purpose of this day?
To show Yitro that in Judaism we don't become a mortaz. You know what mortaz is?
No.
Yeah. In India, there are type of people, they eat one olives a day. They call it mortaz. They call it tarke donya. In Judaism, we don't believe in that. Why? Because anything that Hashem has given us, it's usable in a holy way. It's not that Chas v'Shalom say this is not good, this is not good. You have to learn how to make benefit of everything in a holy way. So he was an idol worshiper, he was a priest, and so on. So now they tell him, this is the way of Judaism. And that is that we sanctify everything that Hashem has given us. Because Hashem put every human being in this world to do what? To make Kadesh Shem Shamayim. That anything we have, anything that we given, we have to sanctify the name of Hashem. That's the task. It's not that this is not good, this is not good, this is not good. Some, maybe it's not good, bad. The task here is, we have to know, as we say Kiddush. How do we say Kiddush? With?
Wine.
Why do we say Kiddush with wine? Not with grape juice, with orange juice or apple juice. Why?
Makes us happy.
Happy? So have some vodka. You don't like vodka? Or arak? You like arak?
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. The answer here is, let's say you squeeze orange, right? So what do you say on orange juice? What's the bracha on orange juice? Shehakor niyamit baro. How about apple? Shehakor niyamit baro. So it was ha'et, then became? Shehakor. So now you squeeze a grape. What's the bracha?
Gefen.
Gefen? What happened? Why? When you say shakol, it's a juice. It's an abe miveh. So why? How come all of a sudden orange becomes shakol? Apple becomes shakol. Pear becomes shakol. All of a sudden you squeeze grape and becomes
gefen.
The answer here is the Mishnah is telling us you are a grape. Gefen me Mitzrayim tasiya. In Tehilim says that we are called gefen. Why? Because gefen, it doesn't have a tree. Where is it? No, it's on the ground.
Yeah.
Derech Mo is on the ground. That means Yehudi is very humble. No matter how much money he has, how famous he is, he has to be
humble.
So we are gefen. So now Hashem says, when I squeeze you, you know what squeezing means? When you go through hardship, you should not become charcoal. You have to become
gefen.
You have to elevate. Now, chas v'shalom, you depreciate. Orange, you squeeze it, you say, I give up. Charcoal. Apple, you squeeze it, becomes charcoal. He does bok sabat, punch up. But gefen becomes
elevated.
That's what the whole message here is. That in life you have to understand anything that Hashem puts you through, any circumstances that you go through, you should know it's your for best. You have to elevate yourself. And that's what we make ourselves holy through gefen, not to become happy. And people drink whiskey, but don't drink whiskey anymore. That's the whole point. Because we enter the holy day and then we started the introduction is with the grave. Why? Because we have to learn from the grave. Now chas v'shalom give up. Now chas v'shalom, you know, say yadayim lamala. No, chas v'shalom. We have to have full force faith that Hashem Baruch Hu, whatever that has put in you is only for your best. And you see how Yeshua was that Hashem is going to come. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to be gefen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.